Li Bing and Du Jiangyan. Floods of the Minjiang River. In 256 BCE, Li Bing went to work as the Shu governor. Shu was in the area of today's Chengdu in Sichuan province. We all know that Chengdu is a nice place today, but at Li Bing's time, the Shu people's lives were not easy. The Minjiang River passed through the Shu area. Every summer, storms brought too much water and caused floods. The floods destroyed people's houses and farms. Important goal. Li Bing was a very kind man. He felt sad for the people. He wanted to control the Minjiang River and give people a land of rice so they could live good lives. Li Bing got down to work as soon as he arrived in Shu. He needed to study the Minjiang River. But where should he start? A long walk. To know the river well, Li Bing started a long walk. He wanted to watch the water and the land and find a way to solve the problem. He and his team walked for about 1,000 li along the river. They didn't ride horses, but walked on foot. It took them months to do the research. Li Bing made a lot of notes. After they came back, he read many old books. He worked hard day and night. A good idea. One day, Li Bing had an idea. He wanted to cut the river into two parts. This way, water could flow to different places. So he led people to build a small island in the middle of the river. It looked like a big fish. The mouth of the fish, or the Yuzui,
could divide the water into an outer river and an inner river here.
The outer river could carry away the extra water and stop the floods. People could use the inner river to water the farms. More work. To bring water to the farms, Li Bing and his people needed to dig a channel through Yule Mountain. At that time, there were no machines at all. It would take years to finish the work. Li Bing thought of a clever way. He asked people to burn the rocks. When the rocks got very hot, people poured cold water on them, and the rocks broke into pieces. In this way, they finished the work. Because its shape looks like the neck of a bottle, the channel was named the Baopingko. Job well done. After years of hard work, the Du Jiangyan water system was finished. Li Bing was the leading designer and engineer of Du Jiangyan. His son, Li Erlang, was his great helper. The system uses nature in a clever way. The water from the river helps the farmers grow food. And it no longer causes flood problems. This shows the best way for people to work with nature. Great success. Because of Du Jiangyan, the Chengdu Plain, the largest plain in southwest China, could grow a lot of food. The local people lived happy lives. Today, more than 2,000 years later, Du Jiangyan still works. It is a great project in the history of water engineering. To remember Li Bing and his son, people built a temple next to Du Jiangyan. People still tell Li Bing's story. He let us know that disasters are terrible, but we can beat them. Word bank. Channel. Destroy. Flood. Flow. Governor. Inner. Machine. Outer. Project. Water engineering.